This is the Telescopic World Season 1 Chapter 6. In this episode, we will be talking about the use of transmitter receivers to produce psychic filtering of consciousness. In the early episodes of the Telescopic World, we talked about how the Panopticon is built around a psychic telescope. The psychic telescope is described by three components: the structure, the transmitter, and the receiver. The structure separates the objects within the particular, which symbolically represent the objects of consciousness for the subjects in the general, from the general. The concept relies upon the existence of the transmitter and receiver, or in the case of some individuals, transmitter/receivers. The importance of this concept is that it represents the natural filtering of consciousness through a psychic lens. Each mind possesses its own intrinsic structure, and that structure represents, through the linking of minds, the transmission of consciousness. In effect, we all share the same consciousness which filters through the structure corresponding to a particular transmitter and receiver who are linked by a particular archetype, which also describes the archetypal link between the subjects. This structure filters consciousness down through the telescopic nature of the prison in which we reside. But individual consciousnesses are described by that structure as well, which forms the foundation of the linking between the transmitter and receiver. By representing the filter between those two consciousnesses, it both subtracts and adds. It fundamentally alters the nature of the consciousness which pass between them. In so doing, a structure, as a lens, is superimposed on the filter created by the archetypal link between the transmitter and receiver. Each body, as a vessel, acts as its own filter on the conscious perceptions of those above and below within the structure of the tiers, upon which the telescopic world is constructed. What this means is that the physical translocation of consciousness between the two archetypally bonded individuals represents a true filtering of the consciousness of each according to the structure created by the objects of consciousness and the archetypal link which forms the foundation of the relationship between transmitter and receiver. As consciousness is one, passing down through the structure or lens between the subjects and transmitter and receiver, it also passes laterally, between transmitter and receiver, which produces carving out of the superfluous information created by any individual's unique conscious perceptions. The use of shared archetypal designations thus eliminates extrinsic structures created by the individual's conscious mind. In effect, the passing back and forth of consciousness between vessels eliminates the nuances of their observations by supplanting the link between each individual and their objects of consciousness. It is also true to say that the structures created extrinsically by individuals which are exported to others can generate larger structures, which may supplant the lenses or structures separating the general and the particular. The structure which separates subjects and transmitter/receiver is not built in stone, it is malleable, not static, but mutable. And thus, the imposition of an extrinsic individual consciousness-derived structure into the environment can generate alterations within the organization between the subject's objects of consciousness and the transmitter/receiver's objects of consciousness. Historically, these structures have been either institutional, physical, or even legal, but with the advent of coding, social networking software, our structures, which separate the general and the particular, are being rewritten on computers, which are reorienting our relationship between the objects of consciousness within the general and the particular. In other words, our society, once it became digital and computerized, ceased to be defined by institutional or even legal structures, and became redesigned, organizationally according to structures created in code. It was at that point that what I call the Panopticon was created. As the separation between the general and the particular was redefined, reorganized, according to the structures created within our computers. But there remain existing architectures. Architectures created by ideology. Architectures created by the law. Architectures created by sciences such as psychology. These institutional organizations are the only recourse we have to any existing separation between the general and the particular. Only within the confines of these institutional structures are we able to resist the controllers of this prison, designed within a computer, generated by our willingness to exceed our thought processes to the assistance of a computer. In effect, who created the Panopticon? We did, when we ceased using our minds and began relying on computers to think for us. In the reorganization of society according to the fiat of coders, we have reduced ourselves to a reality defined by their rules, by their code. A reality in which the consensus reality is shaped by their designs, where we are subservient to their corporate organizations. The only true way we can combat the eroding of mankind's ability to think is to preserve the existing structures, the same way we preserve endangered species. If we don't work hard to keep our institutional systems in place, we will be rendered obsolete by our own short-sighted desire for easier lives. Ultimately, the lesson I take from all this is that the technological revolution, and most especially the coming AI revolution, will ensure our ultimate elimination, so long as we don't preserve the institutional authority we maintain through the existing structures that we have created. Because as soon as we let AI code for us, we will lose control of the consensus reality that we inhabit. It doesn't benefit us to blame the coders for improving people's lives, but soon they must remember they will be obsolete too. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment, and subscribe.